Choose your words wisely. Language is the golden.
So Jenna is a dreamer. She has come from this background with her mother, and that life kind of changed based on who she was dating. So as you see Jenna grow into this woman, it's always something in her life where she's kind of fighting for control.
I wouldn't have asked you out if I didn't find you interesting.
She is like the beating heart of the show. She's a born-again virgin because the number of men she slept with was more than her age.
My body count had officially trumped my age, and that is a no-no.
She finds herself in this position, and what else can you do but take control and try to fix it?
Don't even tell me you're not having sex.
No, I don't. Not right now.
I have decided to reclaim my hymen, seal the snatch box, lock up the cookie jar.
It's really exciting to go on this journey with Jenna. She's so layered, she's so flawed, and I think that's what adds so much fun to this character.
How was work? Oh, it's fine, but I feel like I have to prove to the men I work with that I'm actually a woman.
Show me your tits.
Kelly is my favorite character, probably because she has the career thing.
Omari Wilkes is a huge catch, and once I reel him in, all the haters in this office will have to recognize my talent.
But she also has the silliness.
Work it out.
Work it out. Get up. Get up. Go. Go. Pop it.
There's something that happens to you when you get in the big boys club.
If I take my guard down, I am too girly. And with my guard up, suddenly I'm a drag queen.
But at the same time, Kelly's constantly saying, I would love for a guy to wine and dine me and take care of me.
I've been told I'm a catch.
I agree. You are a catch.
Why not me? Did you even think about marrying me?
You've got to let that guard down. You've got to be willing to be catered to and have a door open for you.
Tara, your dating life is sick. How do you meet so many dateable men?
I exist. No further explanation needed.
Tara's the most fun to write because you can just act crazy.
That's Tara Johnson. She looks amazing.
Crazy stuff. Like, nobody else is gonna say some of the things that Tara says.
So, Tara, are you a virgin too?
Oh, hell no. Sweetheart, I have had sex on every piece of furniture in this house.
Tara's the wild woman we all wish we had the guts to be. We wish we could fly by the seat of our pants and live somewhere where we don't have a lease and we don't really have a job, but we're sure that we'll have some money in our account. She just gets to do that. She has the freedom to make mistakes, and she has a vulnerability. She wants everything just like everybody else. She's just not willing to settle.
Each one of these women in this show represents us at some point in our lives. Like, I could break my life up into Jenna, Tara, and Kelly.
We're so multifaceted, but you really only see a certain type of Black woman on television. So just to see more, I think would help.
I think there's something very authentic about the show. I think there's something authentic about women writing these female stories, and I think TV One is kind of this new platform that is finding its voice.
Preparation meets opportunity. That's what luck is. And I just got lucky. I'm blessed. It was the right opportunity, the right execs, the right cast. I'm really, really excited for women to see themselves.